Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Well, it's a wonderful and beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning, and I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and present your body a living sacrifice this morning to honor Him, the first fruits of your heart this morning to exalt His wonderful name, and just to give Him praise this morning for all that He's done for us. And I'm glad the best is still yet to come this morning. I know things are bad in the world, getting worse all the time, but I'm certainly glad I can look up and know that my redemption is drawing nigh. I've got something to rejoice in this morning. Always a child of God, that we've got the Lord, and we know that everything is going to be well in the end of this thing. So we just got to keep plodding on, keep looking up, and keep serving the Lord, telling others about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember these along the way. We pray one for another this morning. Keep remembering Cecil Parrish this morning, also Bella Parrish. Remember Edna Owens, and also Glenda Henderson, Maxine Jones this morning. Pray for Miss Sandra Ivy this morning. And also remember Maggie Matthews, Ronnie Robertson this morning. Keep praying also for Clyde Painter and George Ashburn and Chris Nixon. Also Jimmy Waver this morning, all these that has had procedures. We certainly want to remember them in prayer this morning. Remember Haley Campbell this morning in your prayer that God would undertake for her needs as well. Of course, remember the Reynolds family, Brother Cecil and Ken this morning with Miss June. I went home to be with the Lord, and we just have to wait to catch up with them this morning. We also want to remember Harold and Helen this morning, Bob and Linda Schaefer, Zula Ellis, and also Miss Bessie Hawkins. Remember them in prayer this morning. So I hope this song will certainly be a blessing to you this morning.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me,
man, what a joy and a comfort it is to know that the Lord is not far from them that call upon His name, that He's a present at time and time of trouble. I'm glad that He's always near us, and I'll tell you what a blessing and comfort it is this morning to know that you're saved this morning. Hebrews chapter 13 this morning, and continuing in our thought this morning upon the young people this morning, there are three verses I want to read in Hebrews chapter number 13. I want to read verse number 7. The Bible said, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." And then also verse number 17, the Bible said, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, that they must give an account. They may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." And then down in verses number 24, the Bible says, "Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, Lord, once again, the blessings of life and all that you provided for us this week, how you watched over us and how you cared for us, God of heaven, as the good shepherd. And Father, I thank you this morning, God, for your love and mercy and salvation. And I thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word this morning, God. And Lord, I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd certainly be in the midst. And may the name of Christ be exalted. May it be high and lifted up. And may you draw all of us unto yourself this morning. I pray that you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, that you reveal your arm unto them this morning, God, how we need revival, God, how we need a season of refreshment, God, how we need a moving of the Spirit of God in our midst, how, Lord, the midst of our heart, the midst of our church, how, God, we just need more of you, not less. And I pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, that you would be in the midst, anoint your men to stand and proclaim the truths of your word this morning, God. How open ears and hearts that we might receive it and apply to our life. And God, I pray that it might anchor our soul this morning. I pray you throw out the lifeline to those about to go under. Encourage us in this day and hour in which we live. And Lord, for all of this, we'll praise you. We'll thank you. Minister and visit with those, God, that are sick, those we may mention of. And all of this we'll ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen this morning. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning them. Them that rule this morning. You'll notice three times in the last chapter of the book of Hebrews this morning that Paul this morning wanted to nail down. I wanted you and I to understand clearly that there are those that rule over us this morning. Amen. Repeats it three times. Dear friend, I don't think anyone ought to have to endure the atrocities of a dictator, whether it's in your home, whether it's in the church or whether it's a nation this morning. Dear friend, but I want you to know that all of us, from the time we're born till we die, we will be under some authority this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said, them that have the rule over you this morning. Dear friend, that mentions and clarifies the three phases of those that rule over us this morning. The word rule means having authority over, to govern, command, to lead. It means to set the standard and to limit our boundaries this morning. Romans 13 and verse number 1, the Bible said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for they are ordained of God, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Amen. That we might fear in the right way this morning. Titus chapter 3, the Bible said, be subject to principalities and powers and obey the magistrate. This morning, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, honor all men. Love the brotherhood, honor the king, and servants, submit yourselves to your own masters. 1 Peter 5 and 5, all of you be subject one to another. The head of every man, every woman is man, and the head of man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God. Amen. In the army we have ranks. In the factory we have management. In the government we have a chain of command. In the church we have deacons. We have a pastor. Dear friend, you cannot escape the rule this morning. The Bible said, no man lives to himself, and no man dies unto himself. If you can't wait for the day that nobody tells you what to do, you've got a long wait ahead of you. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, young folks, this morning, dear friend, you better learn how to deal with authority. Amen. Because you will always have those that rule over you this morning. Amen. I understand and I realize, dear friend, that there may be wicked rulers in this land, and they may pass ungodly laws that I don't agree with, that are not biblical, that goes against the word of God. And in that case, brother, I'm going to obey God rather than man. Yes, that's right. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, if there is an ungodly husband that beats his wife and makes her do things that's ungodly, dear friend, you got every right in the world. Pack your bags and leave. I didn't say divorce. Dear friend, I said you. God doesn't expect you to live under that kind of atrocity. Amen. Dear friend, I realize that the teacher at the school asked, dear friend, the child to do something that, dear friend, goes against their beliefs. Dear friend, I realize they've got grounds to stand on. Dear friend, but I'm telling you in general, you better understand how, dear friend, to deal with those that have the rule over you. Now, you can rebel against it. You can resist it. You can reject it. It only leads to stricter rule. Amen. Dear friend, you rebel against your parents. You rebel against your teachers at school. I'm telling you, when you get older and start rebelling, they'll put handcuffs on you and take you to jail. Amen. The Bible said rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. Dear friend, without rules, we'd only have chaos. Amen. Nowadays, kids, today they grow up. Dear friend, they, dear friend, live leniently. Amen. We don't enforce any rules. We don't put them under any boundaries. Just let them go and do. They get lax. Dear friend, they're telling you. They get out in public, they expect their way to always be done. Amen. We're raising a liberal and a lazy and a lewd generation. Believe me, our young folks need them to have the rule over. I'll tell you, make a difference in their life if they've got someone they can look up to and someone whose faith they can follow. Amen. The Bible said them that have the rule over you. Those that have authority need to wield that authority in humility. Believe me, your authority came from God. Amen. He sets up kings. He takes down kings. Amen. And we have an obligation to lead them by example. Paul said that. Have they spoken unto you the word of God whose faith follow this morning? Amen. Pastors and Sunday school teachers and parents. He said they watch for your soul as they must give an account to God. Amen. And God said, dear friend, that we ought to, dear friend, give them or submit to them because, dear friend, if it didn't, it is unprofitable unto us. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the Bible said, oh, children, obey your parents because it's right in the sight of God. It's pleasing unto the Lord and said that God will allow you to live a long life upon this earth. Amen. Listen now. Now, that's them. Now, I want to talk about you. You have three obligations to them that have the rule over you. And you'll find them here in the three texts that we read in Hebrews 13, number 1, verse 7. You have an obligation to remember them that have the rule over you. Amen. Not as just part of your life or something in the past, but keep them in mind. It's more than just not forgetting your raising, but it is holding on to the principles that have been instilled in you by them that have the rule over you this morning. Amen. Remember them when you make your decisions. Amen. We oftentimes wear those bracelets and necklaces that said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's all right. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, if mom and daddy's raised you in the house of God, they're following Christ. Maybe you need to ask, what would my mama do? What would my daddy do? What would my pastor do? How would they handle it? How would they face it? Amen. You've been taught, you've been trained. Now put that training in action. Amen. When you make your decisions, consider them that have the rule over you. Amen. That raised you in the admonition of the Lord, that instilled in you the things concerning Christ. Dear friend, that founded you upon the principles of God and the precepts of the Word of God. When you make your decisions, remember them that have the rule over you.
over you. Amen. You need to remember them when you make deviations. Amen. Brother, you got to remember, I've heard those say, well, it's my life. I can do what I want to. It's my life. And it's not affecting anyone. I tell you, you better remember them that have the rule over you. Dear friend, because when you deviate from that path, you bring shame unto them. You need to remember, young folk, who you're representing and upon whom you will reflect the actions that you take. Amen. Remember, what you do will have an impact upon your parents. It'll have an impact upon your siblings, upon your family, upon your church, and most of all, it'll have an impact upon your Lord. Amen. That's right, brother. You can scan the papers every week. Amen. And remember all of those, dear friend, who have fallen by the wayside, who have made mistakes, dear friend, this morning. But you don't only just look at them. You remember their parents that raised them. Amen. You remember how they grew up in the church. Amen. Used to sing in the choir. Amen. And now look at their lives. You need to remember those that have the rule over you. Amen. In days to come, when they get old, we call them seasoned citizens. Amen. Dear friend, you better not forget them, and you better not forsake them. Amen. Dear friend, it's sad nowadays. Brother, I've always been able to find a parking place at the nursing home. Amen. Dear friend, I've never, dear friend, had to scrunch over in the hall. Dear friend, because there's a bunch of folks coming down it. Amen. Dear friend, I want to tell you, dear friend, we visit the nursing home once a year. Maybe drop by on Christmas. I'm telling you, brother, you better not forget those that have the rule over you. I'm not just talking about mom and daddy. Lord God, you ought not to forget them. Dear friend, but I'm talking about that Sunday school teacher. I'm talking about that church member. Dear friend, that's been faithful to the church down through the years. Dear friend, because I'll assure you, one of these days you're going to get old if God lets you live. Dear friend, and I'll tell you, one day you may find yourself in the nursing home, starving for affection, wishing somebody had come by and just spend a few minutes of their day. I thank God this morning. You need to remember those that have the rule over you. Amen. Those that helped you up the ladder. Those that, I thank God, took care of you when you was young. Wiped your nose when snot run down it. Amen. And now they're old and feeble in the nursing home, and they hadn't crossed your mind in years. I'm telling you this morning, you better not forget those that have the rule over you. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, they've been faithful to you. Dear friend, there's a helping hand. There's a shoulder to cry on. Dear friend, but now we have forgotten them. You need to remember those that have the rule over you. In verse number 7, you need to relinquish to them that have the rule over you. Notice Paul said, obey them. Amen. And submit yourselves. Obey. There's a difference in surrendering and submitting. One is forceful, the other is voluntary. Amen. And young folks, you need to submit yourself unto those that have the rule over you. We all have our own will. Amen. We've all been stubborn, but we've got to learn to submit unto them that have the rule over us. Amen. I mean directly to young folks. That means instantaneously. If mom and dad tell you to do something, do it. Amen. Don't wait to have to be told 17 times. Don't wait till they have to get all bent out of shape and out of frame and scold you. They ought not have to beg you and plead you. And Lord God, they ought not have to pay you to do it either. Amen. Have they put a roof over your head? Have they put food on table? They put clothes on your back? Have they bought you just about everything they possibly could? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, when they give you a command, they tell you to do something. Brother, it's not when you can get around to it. Amen. and just do it, amen. Have no rise. Nobody likes to be told what to do. But I'm telling you, you keep resisting it, and you keep resisting everyone that gives you orders. You're going to form an attitude and a demeanor that's going to lead you down a road of a world of trouble, amen. That's right. You need to rank his command and obey them directly, and you need to obey them diligently. That means completely, and not half-heartedly, not just enough to get by with. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, it may start with your parents, and you just do enough to get by, and then you go to school and do enough to get by, and I'll tell you, that boss that hires you, he's not going to put up with that, amen. He's not put up with your shenanigans like mom and dad did. Mama may go behind you and do what you ought to have done to start with. Amen. The teacher may pass it off on somebody else. But that man that's paying you a paycheck, when he tells you to do something and has to go behind you and do it, I'm telling you, he'll send you on the road. Amen. And I'm telling you, you need to do it diligently, and then you need to do it devoutly. That means willingly. No argument, no defiance, no debate about it. Do it with joy on your part. Amen. It may be an unpleasant and unappealing task. But knowing this, and it pleases the Lord for you to obey them, that have the rule over you. Amen. This morning, and then verse 24. Paul said, not only remember them and relinquish to them, but respect them. Amen. He said, salute all of them that have the rule over you. Salute them. Give them honor. Paul said to entreat the elderly women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, and the older men as fathers. The Bible said to rise in the presence of the hoary head. That means an old man. Nobody likes a disrespectful, smart mouth. Amen. I tell you, I'd rather have my son smart mouth me 100 times as to do it to someone else. Because if he does it to me, I'll swallow my anger and then beat him half to death when I get home. But if he does it to somebody else, then it reflects shamefully upon me. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, young folks, you need to respect your elders. Respect them that have the rule over you. Don't degrade them. Don't make fun of them. This morning, because they may walk slower, or they may walk with a limp, or they may have a disfigurement. You don't know what kind of shape you're going to be in, honey. And when you leave this world, amen, you may be mispopular right now. Amen. You may snap your fingers and they come running. But one of these days, brother, you may look at FM this morning like Quasimodo at FM before you leave this world. Don't run them down. Don't make fun of them. Amen. At FM, they're your elders and you ought to respect them. Amen. Don't deceive them. Don't lie to them. Don't tell them a half truth. Don't hide the truth. Don't cover up. At FM, you ought to respect your elders and those that have the rule over you enough to tell them the truth. Amen. And don't despise them. Amen. Dear friend, when they correct you, dear friend, even if they have to chasten you, the Bible said, no chastisement seemeth joyous for the moment, but it'll yield that peaceable fruit of righteousness in your life. And brother, don't devise or plot against them. Lord, don't wish them dead. Amen. Don't deliberately embarrass them. Don't hurt them. Dear friend, this morning you ought to love them. Dear friend, because I'll assure you, if God lets you live, you'll find yourself in the same predicament. Amen. Paul said, remember them that have the rule over you. Relinquish and obey them that have the rule over you, and respect them that have the rule over you. Amen. Young folks, pay attention now. It may affect the days to come. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.